Welcome to Black Hollywood. Welcome to Black Hollywood Live. Today we are discussing. Can I have a sec? Today we are discussing Kim Kardashian. Amber Rose is slut shamed, and Soulja Boy versus Wendell Williams. Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live. We have truly missed you all. We are back and so excited to talk about all of the messiness that has happened between these past 2 weeks, like Donald Trump talking about pussies and whatnot. Did you catch that audio?
Did I catch it? I grabbed it.
Ooh.
Snatched it.
And this is our presidential nominee, folks. So moving right along to some more reality mess.
Girl, what's your name? Can I have my name introduced? Like,
I
damn, girl.
I am Ashley Gray. You can follow me everywhere.
Before you come to the show.
Hey, everyone, I'm Ashley Gray. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. It's because these headphones, I'm trying to get used to them. Mm. Black girls, y'all know, like, my hair, I can't. I mean, maybe it's, like, holding it together. We'll see. And
girl,
join with me in studio.
Join
with me in studio, DJ Jesse Janity.
What's up?
And you guys can follow along with us at BHL Online, hashtag BHL Reality Check. Let's get right into it. Kim Kardashian was recently robbed in Paris. They stole over $10 million in jewels and goodies. Little trinkets and morsels, honey.
My goodies.
Do you think that this was just... Do you think it was real?
Like, here's the thing. I mean, first of all... I would much rather be sitting up here talking about bring back our girls than sitting up here talking about those girls who were robbed, their lives were robbed and taken away over 909 days ago. But that's fine. We can still talk about Kim Kardashian this week because it's so important. My thing with it is like, look...
They haven't even found anyone.
But I don't want to believe that it's not, because it's just like, this is a traumatic... I've had like a crazy situation happen to me before, and something like this, if it really did happen to her, this is going to affect her life forever.
Let me tell you why I think... I mean, I'm not taking away from how serious the situation is, but this is where my red flags get, you know, I'm like, eh. Okay, so when Kanye came on stage and said, oh, I'm so sorry, it's a family emergency. If it's truly a family emergency, I'm not going to think about telling the crowd it's a family emergency. It's going to be a literal mic drop, and I'm gone. That's for someone else to announce to the crowd. You feel me? So that was strike one. I was like, okay. And then two, it's like, where was her bodyguard? This bodyguard, where days before this incident, he had miraculously, like, was there to tend to Kim Kardashian when, you know, she was almost attacked. Where was he?
Well, apparently he was with Khloe and Courtney at the club, and
no,
she
that
had said
make
it's
any
okay.
sense to me. Why because
it doesn't make
you're
any sense
not going
to
have a guard on you at all times. That makes little to no sense to me. Third, they have not discovered or no video surveillance
There were no cameras in the complex because celebrities want their privacy, which is crazy to me because it's like, if you want your privacy, then sign something with the complex that says they can't release video.
Kim Kardashian wants her privacy, but she posts on her social media 24/7, and a lot of people are saying that
this is the reason
it happened.
But she posts what she wants to show people. She don't post her fucking going through it in her fucking...
We have seen everything, including her vagina. There is nothing that Kim Kardashian has not shown America.
Girl.
We've seen that too. It's called a black hole. You can look at any object that's black and you will see her. That's her soul. It's like a Mara. Honey, I don't have time for this. I don't know if I believe it. And everyone dragged her via social media. Some celebrities came to her rescue and saying, like, she's a mother, she's a daughter. Yeah, and a lot of other people were saying, well, guess what? People get robbed every single day. Not only
in
the hood.
230 girls still missing, robbed,
lost,
stolen.
So we're not going to... I was really surprised that there was so much social media buzz around this. I feel like it's what they wanted. I don't know. Ponzi scheme? I don't know.
And we're going to pray for the better, but speaking
I'm not going to pray about it.
Speaking of Ponzi, Soulja Boy out here talking about he's too big, he too famous for loving hip-hop Hollywood, and it is tarnishing his brand and his career.
Question. tell me what you think about this. What brand?
Well, bitch, that's what Wendy Williams said. Wendy Williams was like, well, I didn't even know you was even on the show. So hey. Apparently Soulja Boy felt some sort of way because he be watching at 10 a.m. his Miss Wendell Williams as well. And I'm like, Soulja Boy, you making me question you more than I done ever questioned
you.
You
know what? Sometimes I want to give Wendell a gold medal because she be right on the money.
Here's my thing, though. This is the thing about reality stars. You go on television, you literally wring out your dirty laundry, and you know that this shit is bad. You would talk shit about it too.
Right.
But then you get mad at people commenting on what you're doing on television, that you're okay with for a paycheck releasing this stuff. Shit, and half of it that you wouldn't even do in real life. So to sit here and get mad at fucking people for talking about the bullshit that you're doing blows my mind. For you to get upset about it. What you're mad about is the fact that you made the decision to go on television, to sign over to somebody to edit you, have your life be scripted however they want it to be scripted, and now you're mad because you have to watch other people talk about that. So, Soulja Boy had some good ones. He called Wendell like a man and all this stuff. Like,
I mean, but okay. That's played out. We've right. been called her. No, I.E. Wendell. It's how like, you doing?
All right,
cool. We've already been Soulja there, Boy. Done that. But I do agree with Wendy. Soulja Boy is not necessarily someone who is on everyone's radar. He kind of needs this check.
He said Love and Hip Hop was too ratchet. And she said, how dare you? You're the one that showed the world what Supermaning was.
Hello?
I mean, and she's got a point. Literally, you got a tattoo in the middle of your forehead. Like,
I mean, unless he's trying to clean up his act okay. and clean up his brand, then that means that he's just really trying to revamp everything that he's done
well,
in the
then
past.
Get off Tumblr and stop posting Snapchats of your fucking hard dick print.
Maybe he needs to go
Snapchat.
To jail and do like a Gucci man. Get on that Gucci man diet. Because he came out of jail and he was practically Jesus.
Girl.
Hallelujah. Because right now, Gucci. What else are you going to do that's going to necessarily elevate your brand? We don't want to see you on. I don't want to hear another Soulja Boy tell him. I barely watched you on whatever show you were just talking about. And that's about it for Soulja Boy. That wraps that up. Amber Rose versus Benzino. So let's talk about her slut walk, which happened recently about a week ago in Los Angeles.
About a week ago.
I like that song. So how do you feel about it? A lot of people were here for it. A lot of people were not. Benzino was one of those individuals who did not approve of this and who just called Amber a hypocrite. And I see both sides, but I'm going to tell you whose side I really am for once you tell me your opinion.
Bitch,
I'm going to wait.
Look at this fucking Price is Right, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
All right. My thing is this. I get what the slut walk does.
What does it do?
So there's one in D.C. that happens.
No, let's talk about the one in Los Angeles by Amber Rose. Amber the
okay,
Flower
no,
Rose.
No,
let's talk about this one.
In order to talk about it, you got to go to the roots. So I understand what they're trying to do, women are trying to do with the, like, you can't say, like, oh, she was wearing this and that's what got her raped and stuff like that. I get that. I understand that. Now, my problem is someone like an Amber Rose who we've literally have taken. Now, if we're going to take Mary Magdalene and we're going to put her on a fucking pedestal, sure. But Mary Magdalene changed her life through Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, she had a ha-ha moment. Jesus done changed her life. And, you know what I mean? She became a better person. So my thing is with Amber, my only problem is that what you perpetuate and what you talk about, like, yeah, I just want his nut. I just want his semen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yes, it's a free world. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. But at the end of the day, it's like,
say what you want
to
say.
You have to understand that all the little things in life that we do build up to things. And that's the reason, like, things are like slut walk, slut shaming and things like that. It's like, I don't know. It's hard for me because I just look at the world, and especially I would never think this way until I moved to LA. But it's just like, girl, the amount of people who have sugar daddies out here. It's like how we were talking about. It's like people don't want a relationship. They just want to be kept.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we are glorifying that with watching reality television. It's like, no, you don't need to, you know, do your own thing or be a boss bitch.
So you think that a lot of...
Find a man, sleep with him, he'll give you money, and then you can start your own Instagram blog or you can start your own nail salon or something.
Like, here's what I hear you saying. You are saying that a lot of these people are over-sexualizing everything, their bodies.
And I feel like they're over-sexualizing the slut walk. It's like, no, the slut walk isn't here for you to be like, no, I can fucking sit on whatever dick I want.
Look what Amber Rose had on, though. It's like, What I hear her saying is, I am not ashamed of my past. Yes, I was very promiscuous. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed that I love to have sex. I get that. But on the flip side of that, you don't have to wait. I get that if I walk down the street with a low top shirt on and Daisy Dukes, that does not mean that a man can automatically grab my pussy.
And that doesn't make you a slut, yeah.
I get that, but the way that Amber Rose is doing it, I don't think that it sends a clear message. That's why when you first started talking about it, I said, well, what is the point of the slut walk? Because I just see a whole bunch of sluts walking.
I mean, literally. Like,
but literally, so what's the meaning? Like, what are we going to get into the layers of why we are doing that? I don't think that was clearly stated, and that's why Benzino came for her. And am I a fan of people with no necks? Not necessarily, but Benzino had a point. He clapped back. Amber clapped back. Who won in the end? Benzino. My opinion.
Your opinion. I mean, my thing is just, I don't really know if anyone won in that, because Benzino just looks like, why are you arguing with women? One, because your baby mama was at the slut walk. But I mean, at the same time, of course she is. Like, let's really think about where we stemmed from. You know what I mean?
Would,
like,
Michelle Obama ever be at the slut walk? Ask yourself that. And then why would I decide to go?
No, ask yourself this. If Michelle Obama believed in the same,
philosophy, it would not be called the slut walk.
Right, and how would it be done? Exactly.
It would be a clear mission statement. Why are we doing this? How are we going to do this efficiently? Like, it wasn't. It was a mess.
But at the same time, like we talked about, is it the mirror effect? Is it, here's Amber Rose walking around being like, everyone calls me slut, and now here we are discussing it and being like,
there's nothing wrong. If you want to be sexually active, you can do that as long as you are protecting yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you. Have fun. Live your life. But I feel that the message that's being sent is, it's okay to be a slut. Do whatever you want to. Don't let anyone shame you for doing that. And it's just like, it's gray. I feel like it's not black and white. It's a whole bunch of messy gray area, and she needs to clean it up. Moving right along
and
to...
And figure out if your sexual addiction is, just that. Is it coming from a deeper place of something that happened in your life, or is it coming from a certain type of depression? Because there are many types of depressions that people go through that they don't understand. That could be bipolar disorder. It could be a different type of mental disorder. And sex is a big key in that. And sometimes when you can't channel yourself through other ways, you channel yourself through sexual activity, through drugs, and many, many other different ways. Look into it. And it's very, very common. And so that's why I hope. I would have loved to have seen Dr. Phil at the slut walk. Reason being,
let's sit down. We're gonna have a booth.
Honestly.
And Dr. Phil was truly, instead of having
Joanne the Scammer
there. Who, he probably has something to do with Kim K, them jewels being missing. Scamming people. But on the topic of sex and on the topic of drugs and on the topic of depression, let's talk about Michelle Lay.
No,
she
girl,
was
before
recently,
that, wait. Amber Rose, did you hear about her getting slut shamed with Dancing with the Stars? So she felt Julianne Hough on the last episode. Slut shamed. Did you see it? Did you see the clip?
I did not see the clip. However, I did listen to the audio, and I read a couple of articles about it. I think that I just feel that Amber Rose in that situation was just being overdramatic and oversensitive to what she was saying. I don't think that she was being slut-shamed at all. At all. But I would love to hear your opinion, because you seem like you are not agreeing with me.
No, I agree with you to a certain point. I think it's also like for me, like for the longest time growing up, I had an issue with being gay. Mm-hmm. Because where I was from, it wasn't cool for me to be gay. But I knew to myself, I was like, because what people thought of gay people, it was like, oh, gay people just do drugs. All they do
is
have sex with you.
But I don't think that what she said was insensitive.
No.
I think it was a personal insecurity.
That. That's what I'm saying.
Hello?
So I went through life with people doing certain things. And I would feel insecure about those things. So I look at her and I'm like, here you are. Like, waving a flag, the slut flag. Like, it's just you're owning it so much that now it's like any little thing is like, So did you, you know, and then to sit there and be like, you know, Julianne's looking at people's bodies and if it was a skinny girl doing this. No, but maybe it was the way you did it. Maybe it was the way you did it. Maybe it's not. Maybe you, the way you extend your leg isn't the same way someone else extends
it. And you have to think about it like Julianne is a professional dancer. And in some dances,
and Kim Kardashian has been on the show before. Like,
has she?
Yeah, on Dance with the Stars. We was corrected for that because I did remember a long time ago. Years ago. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's just like, I don't know. I felt like that was more of an, I would, I, not feel, I questioned if it was more of an internal.
It was definitely a personal insecurity that she was like,
but it does happen. But don't get it twisted. It does happen because it's just like how we were talking about how the school teacher.
It does happen, but I don't think that that was Julianne's intent to slut shame Amber Rose on Dancing with the Stars. She did not wake up. The producers did not say, say this. I don't think that that was the case. Moving right along, sex, drugs, depression. Michelle A was recently on the Wendy Williams Show talking about her new movie that you can catch on Lifetime. And she talked about her relationship with Dr. Dre and how he used to beat the dog crap out of her.
Girl, she gonna be on our other show, The Beat, that I host. She gonna be on this week.
I mean, it gives Beats by Dre an entirely different meaning. Because he's never publicly come out to say, I did not lay a hand on her, but he's never denied it either. Mm. And just to, well,
he's gonna sue if the movie reports him as being a woman beater.
And Michelle A said on the Wendy Williams interview, I dare you to sue because there are so many witnesses that were there. Some of them did try and stop him, but most of them did not. And I mean, though, I encourage everyone to go and check it out. It is it's a really good interview, and she spills a whole bunch of tea. And she's like, yeah, I was a horrible mom. Like, I was very loving to my child, but I have my child.
Is that on tonight?
Oh, no, this came on last week, honey. I was sipping all kind of tea.
Oh, I'm going to have... No, not the interview, the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tonight?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Check it out.
So then make sure you guys watch The Beat this Wednesday, because I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch that Wendy interview, and I'm going to be like, hey, Michelle.
Yeah, and she has two kids, one by Dre and then one by Suge.
It's a mess, Maury. That's a Maury coverage.
The girl, her daughter, whose father is Suge, recently went for the first time to see her father this weekend. But she did watch the movie first. And Michelle A talks about it on the interview. Like, yeah, she's going to meet him for the first time, but she's going to watch the movie first so she can see exactly like how her dad is. And Michelle A says, I'm very open with my children. So they hear it from me before they hear it from anyone else. So they know about their mother's past, which I applaud her for. Like, she's very open and honest with her kids. And I think that says a lot about her as an individual, who she is now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Good for her. I'm happy she got out of that abusive relationship. And she said, a lot of people ask, why did I stay? And she felt that it was normal to be beaten. And I know a lot of people, I know it's hard to believe, but people stay in abusive relationships both physically and emotionally because it gets so normal and you get so numb to the idea of this isn't right that you stay. And she got out of it. Good for her.
Boom. Go ahead, Misha. All right.
Michelle
A. Michelle A. Well, I was just getting a little nickname. I mean, that's the homie. Hey, girl. What's up, Misha?
Hey, Misha.
All right. But so anyway, speaking of getting out the system, Hazel Lee Dunn got out of her abusive relationship by leaving Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Mm. Good for you.
Good for you, girl. Well, apparently she didn't get away for too long. So rumor has it they done taped the Love and Hip Hop Hollywood reunion. Mm. And apparently when Miss Nia Parker was like, hey, Masika, how do you feel about Hazel Lee? She was like, I don't want to talk about her. They brought Hazel Lee out for the reunion.
Hello.
Apparently hands went, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Faces dodged like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And no one knows what happens, and we'll have to wait to see what happens.
Was this like a Kenya and Portia situation where somebody got dragged?
That's what they trying to say. But Masika came out and said, ah, please, I was never touched. Like, they brought that moose knuckle out here. Oh. And I mean, I think I just made the word moose knuckle up. But she called her something.
I like.
So we'll have to see what happens. But
you know who looks like a moose knuckle?
Who?
Nene. I love her. So, Hazel.
The evolution of her, who knows? So, yeah, Hazel Lee versus Masika. So we'll have to check in. She's back for Love & Hip Hop, the reunion, which is interesting that they're doing that. I got to say, though, because I didn't do Love & Hip Hop this past week on AfterBuzz, so I'm just going to give you guys my quick review here. All I have to say is the Safari Nikki sit-down with the fogged-out face bitch, that was one of the best scenes in reality television. Whoever shot that, that was like a fucking movie, like... Safari was my favorite person in the world. Ray J and Soulja Boy were my favorite. I felt like I was watching a Netflix original series. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh.
Speaking of Netflix original series, everyone, you must check out 13th. And it is now streaming on Netflix. And it's amazing. I am definitely reality checking it. Make sure that you bring your Black Panther gear. Because once it goes off, you're going to want to suit up. Okay? I'm just saying. You're going to put that beret on, honey. Power to the people. Check it out. It's good. And Birth of a Nation is in theaters now. Don't let what media got to say stop you from seeing it. Whatever Nate did is what he did, but he said he didn't do it. We're going to go and support the film because the film...
No, he said he did do it, but he said that he understands no means no because he...
I read a different report.
Oh, really? Because I read that he had said, you know what I mean, like... I thought everyone said yes, but either way, it's not about him, and that's the thing.
It's like people get so distracted, they start talking about that situation, but it distracts you from what's really going on.
It don't really distract you. Here's the thing, y'all. I saw the movie. The movie was amazing. Like, I'm not sitting here. There are lots of movies I go out, and if you really knew what the actors fucking did in their real lives, you'd be like, what the
exactly.
Fuck? But anyways, when you go watch this movie, there was one quick moment where that topic came into my head, and then it went out. It went out that quickly. It went out so quickly because you literally get so emotionally invested in the movie. Like, I was teary eyed through the entire film.
You might want to pack that black suit.
Honestly, you won't, because after that movie's done, you're going to sit in that chair for like a good 15 minutes
putting
and just soaking in, like, what the fuck did I just see? Great movie. Also, Luke Cage on Netflix.
Luke Cage, yes. The Bulletproof Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel released this amazing, and he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. Check that out. I really like that, too.
Interracial emojis just coming out. You can use it. It's the Lovely app. But basically, talking about the couple, there's a new movie that's coming out called Lovely, inspired this app.
Let's talk, because I've read articles about the app, but I have not downloaded the app. I'm interested to know what these interracial couples look like, because normally in the media you always and pretty much only see a black guy with a white woman, and that's not what the
world
looks like.
They got you could be dark skinned man with a dark skinned woman, you could be a dark skinned man with a dark skinned man, you can be a Hispanic looking man with a Hispanic looking man, you could be a white girl with a white girl. They got all mixed match, girl. You feel you at Ralph's. Shit.
I'll have to check it out, and I want to see what it's all about, because I know the movie, it's a black guy and a white girl.
Yeah, which is based on the true story. What was it, 1967?
Cool story.
Still blows my mind, and that's what I'm gonna had this fucking rant on this week. I'm gonna have it again. The fact that people can sit up here and say all lives matter, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist movement.
It's a terrorist movement.
They're doing it because literally, not that too far off. I think it was 1967. It was illegal for a black person and a white person to get married. That's crazy.
Well,
that means you're treating all lives matter like they don't matter.
Well, you know who said that all lives cannot matter until black lives matter? My homies Ben and Jerry. My new flavor is the Rocky Road to Freedom. I'm just saying, everyone, go pick you up a pint of Ben and Jerry. And someone did say, oh my gosh, black people get so excited when a white person, you know, has their back. Why wouldn't we? At least somebody got our back, black man and black woman who always got something negative to say. It's like, look, I feel that it's so important to spread the message that all lives cannot matter until Black lives matter. So why would you get upset because I'm going out and I'm getting me some Ben and Jerry's because I feel that they really came out on the ledge when a lot of people don't want to say Black Lives Matter, especially a white corporation. So kudos to them. I'm reality checking. I had me some half-baked yesterday.
Boom.
It was delicious.
Well, who we waiting to see is going to say Black Lives Matter is Mr. Bill Clinton, because apparently he got a black love child out there, honey. And rumor has it is that they trying to get him to take a blood test. So we'll keep you posted and updated on
that. Oh, that guy wants him to take a... The thing that is so interesting to me, why not just do it? Bill. Why not just do it?
Because it's like sports plays. It's like when they say yes to one, then it's like all of a sudden all these other people come up from rocks like, oh, he's my dad too. And it's like you have to do all these fucking tests. Like,
well, you know, Oprah supposedly has a love child, and that story just went hush-hush.
I
hush.
Can't wait to find out Oprah's real tea.
Yes.
I feel like
she's going to let us know. She's writing a book
she
right
a lesbian,
now.
And as soon married, as they have she a child. Dies, Stedman's really her child.
That book is coming out. As soon as she's on her deathbed, and then it's going to be a miracle. Jesus is going to be like, nah, bitch, you ain't getting out that easy. She's going to release the book, but she ain't dying. So she's going to have to live through all of it. Mm. Like, you know, Oprah, what's the real tea? And let me, I talk to you about this, but I recently read the book, The Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes, and I was not impressed.
I liked it.
Jesse loved it. I felt that it was super conversational and dense. It was no real meat to it. Let me know how you guys think. BHL Reality Check. I mean, was it good? Did it help you? Did it encourage you in some sort?
I feel like to me it was just Shonda putting herself out there as a successful woman and saying, look, at times that you looked at me and thought I was this gladiator, I had these moments of weakness. Here's exactly what I thought in those moments. And I don't think it's to sit here and teach you anything. It's more like, here's my life experience. If that, you can resonate with that, which I did resonate with.
Didn't. Well, we're going to try and do a book circle on it, because I thought it was just like, just whiny, and just like, she's the youngest of five, and I just want this attention, and my family is not giving me this attention that I have, and I have all of these accolades, and no one really cares, and I'm trying to show off at Thanksgiving, and like family events, and no one really truly cares, and why not? I want them to be impressed. And I'm just reading it like, I'm happy I got this at the library.
Girl, speaking of no one truly cares, Big Tigger apparently is dating Jessica White.
That, I love that.
I think that
Big
it's cute.
Big Tig and Jessica White. First of all, I love me some Big Tig.
I love me
and
some
I'm
Jessica White.
And I'm here for Jessica White because she's so eclectic and so like free. She's like a modern day hippie, like a 2016 hippie. Love that bitch. And then Big Tig, he is just so down to earth. He needed something really good after the Rudy Huxtable thing fell through.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm just so happy for this. And they will have really cute kids.
They would have really cute kids.
So
and
cute.
I feel like he has that goofy personality that's like there's something normal about them.
Absolutely. That's why I loved him on the freaking Basement. BET, step your game up. Give us back that
girl,
raw life
bye. Not early, happening.
I know, but they need to give us that late 90s, early 2000 flair, because right now, I'm tired of watching the Wayne brothers on repeat.
Speaking of that late 90s flair, so Rihanna performed at the VMAs, right? Well, one of her dancers is really upset because she thinks that Rihanna stole her braids. So there's a picture that's circulating that this girl, her dancer, sent into the Shade Room apparently and said, "Dear Shade Room, I performed for Rihanna." I performed for Rihanna. I don't think it was that picture. I performed for Rihanna and she took my braids and my entire style. She had the same outfit on, she had the braids on, and she was like, and now she's walking around. Everyone thinks she's so eclectic for it. And I don't get any credit for it.
I'm
going
to stop you
girl,
right there.
Thank you.
Because, first of all, honey, you need to be trying to keep your check. Because after you've said all of this about Riri, do you think she's going to...
You ain't
going to
work.
You ain't going to work.
Your brains ain't...
You should be so happy that she's trying to bite your style if this is something that Rihanna actually did do. She's an idiot. Like, take a selfie with Rihanna rocking those braids and get your social media likes up. Like, in this world of social media, like, come on. Now you about to be dancing on the corner. Mm. Speaking of Rihanna, though, Rihanna, Kim K. there was some controversy of Kim K stealing Rihanna style, believe it or not.
Oh.
Yeah, so with the sweats, and then she rocked the long hair. Now, I will admit, I did see the pictures, and they do look pretty identical. I'm like, wow. And then Kim Kardashian posted a picture. It was, the caption was hair flip and eye roll or something. And so the Shade Room posted, like, oh, that was her response to Rihanna's accusations.
The one with her and with Naomi Campbell?
Yeah, but I think she cropped Naomi out.
Bitch, you got some nerve cropping Naomi Campbell up.
But you know what? Recently, Kim K has been looking so snatched. It looked like she lost a lot of weight. She looks very slim. I love the makeup, no makeup look. Like, she looks kind of dead but alive. I love that about it. It's like very like Morticia. Tis the season. It is Halloween. I'm all for it. She looks gorgeous.
She
and
does.
I love
she
the really
good.
Long locks.
And she's been wearing a lot of like the see-through lacy stuff.
I'm not it's here cute. For that, but I get where you're trying to go. Cool. Whatever. It's I like it. But I do feel that her style and Rihanna's style did mirror each other this past week.
But the thing is, like, what Rihanna looks good in, Kim probably won't look as great in. Because they have two totally different types of body sites. Wait, Kim look good in it?
She did.
Uh-huh. Better than Rihanna?
I wouldn't say better than, but I wouldn't say less than. They equally looked as beautiful in each.
Okay.
They looked really good. I'm going to reality check a seat at the table, honey. Can I have a seat at show table? So okay. Lange.
Thank you.
Don't touch my hair, honey.
Mitch, that's what you were singing to them headphones before we started the show.
Jesse, that was so good. Don't touch my hair. But I watched the video. I love it. I'm so happy and proud of Solange because for such a long time, she's been trying to push this kind of music and this kind of vibe. And we were not feeling it in the early 2000s. We were like, honey, have a seat on the floor.
I was,
but only because I like that kind of music. What I'm saying is she didn't get that media reaction that she deserved. And I feel like her album now, A Seat at the Table, is so her. She's stayed true to who she is as an artist for so many years, and now she's getting much respect that she deserves. I'm so happy for her.
Mm-hmm. It's like you go the Beyonce route, hoe yourself out, or you go the
did she?
Who?
Beyonce.
All right, guys, it's been a pleasure seeing you guys. We love...
I want to reality check it. You guys can check out her album. It's available now. It's cool. I like it a lot.
I'm here for it.
Well, that is all for us today. Back at Black Hollywood Live Reality Check. You can check me out everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Boom, everywhere DJ Jesse J.
Boom, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, sipping us, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.